Are we ready? I don't know how quickly you can get settled in your chairs and turn your attention up here. That's using Milton language. Because quickly presupposes that you can do whatever I just asked you to. It's just a matter of how quickly you can do it. So we were playing with Milton language, and since we were, I have a, which is all about words, a poem by a lady named Heather Naomi Pierpoint. She says, "Be careful what you say." What are you saying? Are your words good or bad? Positive or negative? Happy or sad? The words of your mouth lead to failure or success. Do you ever wonder how you got into this mess? You are in charge of the words that you speak. Will you be strong or will you be weak? Do you speak words of sickness or words of health? Do you speak of poverty or are your words of wealth? What you say each day is what comes to pass in your life. Are your days full of peace or are they full of strife? Your life will reflect the words that you say. Speak positive, uplifting words, and life will manifest that way. Speak negative, depressing, oh, poor me kinds of things. Then the road to failure is what those words will bring. It's your choice. It's up to you. What are you saying? What will you do? Now, Heather Naomi Pierpoint. I have this on my website if you're interested in it. But listen to the last words she says. What are you saying? What will you do? What you are saying to yourself or to someone else will drive your behaviors, your actions. So that's why words are so incredibly important to you individually in terms of the experience you have in life. They're also important to the other people that you are around to direct their attention. So when we were playing around just a tad before lunch, I said, notice what happens if you say to somebody, can you? Can you raise your hand? And there's an implication, maybe you can't. Mm-hmm. When you say, can you? And what I find is oftentimes when people are involved in doing an NLP process, they'll say, can you think of an experience where you had an unpleasant situation or a feeling, can you? Versus, for this process, it's important for you to actually think of an experience. Do you hear the difference?
Yes.
When you say, can you, you imply they might not be able to, versus think of an experience. And often when people are trying to help somebody access a resource, they'll say, well, can you do this? So instead of can you, you want to presuppose they can. I know you will be able to find an experience that where you were resourceful. And that's implying that presupposing they can. Okay, so that's one of the ways we use this Milton language, is to make sure that we direct somebody the way we want to direct them.